Hello again, and welcome to part two of my show of British music, recorded exclusively for the Spirit of Radio website in February 2006. I'm Lee Carter. Well, in the first half of the show, I played a lot of recent British music, but let's go back nearly 30 years to the punk era in Britain. And there's been a lot of recent material that's been looking back at this period of time. Some excellent documentaries on DVD, for instance. Actually, throughout most of that time, I was living near Toronto, having been brought here by my parents. And I spent a lot of time seeing these bands at Toronto clubs like The Horseshoe and later The Edge. And of course, I was listening avidly to CFNY. There's been some very good documentaries on DVD recently about The Clash, The Sex Pistols and The Ramones, and of course Don Letts' very nostalgic punk attitude. I stumbled across a video, first of all it's Suspect, that was actually made at the time of the punk scene in London. It was made in 1978, it was called, not unsurprisingly, Punk in London, and it was made by a German film crew, which sort of adds to the strange, surreal graininess of the whole thing. But it really captures the scene when it was still largely a do-it-yourself ethic by a bunch of kids before commerce had really got hold of it. They interview bands like The Lurkers, The Adverts and X-Ray Specs, as well as filming quite good performances by The Jam and The Clash. If you have an all-regions DVD player, you can now find Punk in London on DVD in Britain, or as I say, I know Suspect Video have an old video of it, I think with Japanese subtitles as well, lurking somewhere around the back of the store. I was particularly struck by X-Ray Specs, and I was actually making a punk compilation at the time for my niece in London, and she really took a shine to them too, and it got me interested in them again. They were one of the very early punk bands, and along with the Slits, the first female-led London punk group. The lead singer was called Polystyrene, and like a really true punk band, X-Ray Specs put out one fantastic album and then split up. Polystyrene went off to join some religious group, though recently there have been a couple of tentative reunions, I hear. That album, Germ Free Adolescence, which I recently bought again on CD, completely captures the raw intensity of the time. This track, O Bondage Up Yours, is not, by the way, some kinky ode to leather or whips. It was Polystyrene's attack on the fashion industry and what it does to women.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... O Bondage Up Yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Ah! Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Getting herself, but you still keep a beat and you meet to both, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're Kiki Casanova, you're no Joseph. It's a live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Christmas cakes, butcher's assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Well, if X-Ray Specs weren't actually singing about bondage but the fashion industry, the Buzzcocks there were definitely talking about orgasms. Orgasm Addict, of course, from 1979. And this would be a very good point to pause and pay tribute to the person who did more, probably than anyone else, to promote punk in Britain, the BBC DJ John Peel, who died in 2004. I actually already posted a tribute in the forum, so I won't go on at any length. But just as I was saying in the first part of the show, that when I arrived in the late 70s in Toronto, North American radio was this fantastic sort of freedom zone as opposed to the old days of British radio. But the one freedom zone within that cloistered English radio setup was John Peel. And actually, when I was doing Live from London in the 80s, if I wasn't at a gig, I was listening to his show with a notebook in my hand, believe me. He was a one-man pirate radio within the BBC. And there'll never be anyone like him again. And I think, I don't want to actually presume what John Peel might think, but I have a feeling he'd approve of what's happening in British music right now. It does seem to be this great blossoming of British bands at the moment, including this one, The Duke Spirit. I heard them doing an acoustic session one day on the London radio station XFM, and on the basis of that, I sent off to Amazon in the UK for their album, and I wasn't disappointed. You know, every track is just great. The album's called Cuts Across the Land, and it's one of my favourites of 2005.
I'm gonna find you, ready for silence and the heat. What have you got? Limited value on my stuff. Falling and rising, I'm gonna cut loose. Love is an unfamiliar name. What have you got?
Love is an unfamiliar name. I keep on trying to reach you, but you're never the same. I'm ready for silence and the heat, but I'm tired and worn and it won't let.
Yeah.
Duke Spirit and Love is an Unfamiliar Name from the album Cuts Across the Land. Wonderful artwork all over this album as well, well worth picking up. You're listening to me, Lee Carter, exclusively on the Spirit of Radio website, and thanks for hanging in there. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. If you have any comments, queries, or you just want to say hi, you can email me at leespiritofradio, all one word, at hotmail.com. I notice there's a lot of discussion here about the old days and songs associated with them. Well, here's one of the all-time classics. It's time to get your toasters out. I think you know what's coming.
Morning, all. I'd like to tell you about when I was a young boy. I must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted, and if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in my high chair, thinking one day, looking at my tray and thinking, what I'd give for a meal on there. So I started looking around to see what I could have. I was rubbing my eggy soldier in my head, trying to think. And then I looked in the corner, and there's a little bread bin with its mouth open, just staring at me like. And then I looked in, and I saw bread. I thought, oh yeah, I'll have toast. A little piece of toast. Well, then I started getting older. I hated this, I hated that. Expensive steak was ludicrous, and cafes couldn't cater for the finer things in life. The upper crust was not for me, I could tell that. So I'd go back home, switch a kitchen light on, put the grill on, slip a slice under, and have toast. A little piece of toast. Because there's so much to choose from. There's brown bread, white bread, all sorts of wholemeal bread. It comes in funny packages with writing on the side. But it doesn't matter which one you have, because when you cut the crust off, have it with marmalade or butter, cheese, tomatoes, beans, banana, or chocolate. If you're strange, it doesn't really matter. Oh no, it all goes with toast. Just toast. I'm going to think about it some. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. Supermarket with me basket in me, and I'm walking from one counter to another trying to find the bread store, but I can't find it anywhere. And then I bump into a mother with a baby in a basket, and she says, oh, look, you start him off again. I'll come down with a little bit of peace and quiet to get some bread to go home to make toast. Just toast. I like toast. Yeah, but I don't half like toast. Okay, scrape that toast, boys. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. I can't think about it anymore. I've got to go and have some. It's no good.
Hey, listen, I'm getting a bit brand off staying in here.
Me too.
Should we go and have some toast?
It's a good idea.
Why not?
Okay.
I've got the grill on.
Got any brown bread?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got wholemeal bread.
Toast. Wheatmeal bread.
Toast.
All sorts of toast. Let's go.
Street Band with Toast from 1979. And for those of you who don't know, the lead singer there was someone who would become one of the crooners of the 1980s, Paul Young. Well, let's get back to some more recent British music, or more recent as I record this in February 2006, anyway. And this band are making waves from the unlikely mean streets of Staines, which is a leafy, rather prosperous suburb of London. It's where Ali G comes from, too, for British comedy fans. They're called Hard Fi, and despite their name, their sound is actually quite moody. This comes from their debut album, The Stars of CCTV.
Yeah.
Latter-day long-haired hippies, the Magic Numbers, with Forever Lost. More than a buzz about this group in the 2 years they've been together. They've won a number of awards, Open for U2. Their self-titled debut has been in the UK album charts for nearly 2 years. And I'm sure they're a band you'll be hearing a lot more about. Before that, Hard Fi with Hard to Beat. One of the nice things about being middle-aged is that I'm now completely unself-conscious about what I like. I like what I like, and I don't have to put up with peer pressure or radio station politics or pressure from record companies or anything else. I can, I think, safely declare to you all right now, I hated covering Duran Duran. But actually, I'm finding even things I once disliked, on second glance, I rather like now. I've fallen in love again, for instance, with a lot of the West Coast artists like Neil Young, who I once discarded when I was into punk. Visiting New World Records in Buffalo a couple of months ago, I picked up the box set of the Monkees, the fake band from the 1960s. But the songs were actually great pop songs, and now I enjoy them and dance around my living room to them, and I don't care who knows it. Call them guilty pleasures, if you like. I just call them pleasures. In the early 70s, when I was about 13 or 14, I was earnestly listening to records by Pink Floyd and Wishbone Ash, and I know I would have rather had something hot and uncomfortable inserted into my rectum than ever admitting to liking Slade or T-Rex or, worse than that, somebody like Shawadi Wadi or Mud, or the band I'm about to play. I heard a DJ the other day describe this as cheesemongously 70s, which is just about right.
so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
One.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, fire on the money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Something touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over when you feel there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's one. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah!
It's
Barbara Blitz.
It's
Barbara Blitz.
It's
Barbara Blitz.
Ah, you've got to have a bit of dusty every once in a while. And were I not adhering to the strict guidelines of being an all-British show, I would have slipped in a bit of France Gall or some of the other French 60s pop, much beloved by my girlfriend Nancy. And if you think that's cheesy, we also get the Eurovision Song Contest sent over every year and enjoy every sleazy Europop minute of it. That was, of course, Dusty Springfield with Middle of Nowhere, in case you hadn't worked it out, and Ballroom Blitz by The Sweet. They just don't make lead singers anymore with long blonde hair and a one-piece catsuit, do they? I was at some point in this show going to talk about what I'm doing these days, but it's actually all easily available in the personalities section of the website, and I don't really want to go through the whole story. I mean, I still basically live in Toronto, but these days I'm in news radio. I work freelance to the CBC Radio Newsroom, working on programmes like World at Six and World Report and other shows with the word world in it. And I'm the Toronto radio correspondent for the BBC, also on a freelance basis. It may sound rather incongruous moving from music into that, but I was actually always interested in current affairs and politics, and I actually learnt a lot of my reporting skills doing live from London, believe it or not. And I still dabble in music, and I do some music and pop culture freelance work for a programme called The Arts Tonight. This next set of music is what I call comfort food, artists who I'm just glad are there for me to pop onto my CD player whenever I want to, and my world would just be poorer without them. Any such list would have to include this man.
Listen to the music, thinking that, listen that, she said, that's that. everybody, let me tell you about my love, brought to me by an angel from above, fully equipped with a lifetime guarantee. Once you try it, well, I'm sure that you'll agree. Without love, there's no reason to live. Without you, what would I do with the love I give? All my loving to you I'll be giving, and I promise as long as I'm living. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. Glad that I'm alive, sharing together, helping me survive. What did you think about the sun up today? Well, it's you. Let me hear you say, without love, there's no reason to live. Without you, what would I do with the love I give? All my loving to you I'll be giving, and I promise as long as I'm living. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy.
What I've won is really yours. You helped with my career, 8 or 9 a year. To me, you're the real rising British stars. I'd like to thank my seducers and also my seduced, my producers and the whole supporting cast. My principal photographer, that unprincipled pornographer, without whom the whole thing would be lost. I'd like to thank everyone I have ever slept with. It really was Cecil B. DeMille. The billions of sperm, the babies unborn, you applied so much spermicide to kill. I'd like to thank everyone I have ever slept with. Some of you are squirming out there, hoping and praying I won't reveal your names. But don't worry, we all know who you are. So thank you, Sally Popperwell and Rosemary Barber, Clee Hitchens and Annalise Sinclair. Natasha Kefalonis, Angelica Adonis, Tracy Emin, and 37 more. I'd like to thank everyone I have ever slept with. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and from the heart of my bottom. I know it must be rotten to provide the raw material for art. Slept with the casting directors and the fans. There's a tent in my brain where I've embroidered all your names. I love you, and je ne regrette rien. I'd like to thank everyone I have ever slept with. Like an elephant, I never forgot. Artist Pierre, my landscape gardener, my mother, my manager, and God.
Free World by Kirsty MacColl from 1989, featuring some lovely guitar work there by Johnny Marr. Kirsty MacColl died tragically a few years ago in an accident while she was on vacation, and I miss her a lot. Though she had a patchy career, I always loved her music. Her voice was something very special. She's probably most famously known as the singer duetting with Shane McGowan on A Fairy Tale of New York. Before that, an artist I'm completely besotted by, Momus, and from the Little Red Songbook we heard Everybody I Ever Slept With. I actually first heard Momus on Ivor Hamilton's Import Show in the mid-80s, and I've followed his very unpredictable career ever since. He really is one of the true eccentrics, and also one of the true artists, and that's a much misused word, but he really is one of the true artists of the global music scene. And I say global because he's based himself at various times in Britain, France, Germany, Japan, New York and elsewhere. He actually watched from his balcony in New York the Twin Towers collapsing in 2001. And it was actually shortly after that I was lucky enough to see him play the El Macombo. Before that, Paul Weller, from the Jam through to the Style Council and beyond. Paul Weller has just become part of the soundtrack of my life. In Britain, he's now regarded with some reverence. His comeback really started with his 1996 album Stanley Road, where, like most good English boys, he discovered his roots were actually in American blues. That song, Thinking of You, comes from one of the few albums of cover versions I actually really enjoyed, called Studio 150. He also does a really fantastic version of All Along the Watchtower, and that's a hard song to add anything to. And we began with Elvis Costello, whose first three albums especially remind me of what it's all about. We heard, of course, Pump It Up from this year's Model. Back to some more recent music, and this is Maximo Park, especially for Georgia.
My chest, and I dream of you with someone else. I feed my body with things that I don't need until I sink to the bottom. Don't act like it came as a surprise. Don't believe me, then look into these eyes. This can't go on, so I should just regret it, regret it, regret it.
Long walk home when the music stops. take it from me. Took it to the park. When you're on your own, it's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, don't look back, like Dylan in the movies. On your own, if they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. Easy listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they've gone. But if they follow you, don't look back, like Dylan in the movie. On your own, if they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. We all went back to another time. I will love you over. I will love you over. I will love you. If they follow you, don't look back, like Dylan in the movies. On your own, if they follow you, tenderly you turn the light on in your room.
Bell and Sebastian from their 1999 album, If You're Feeling Sinister, and we heard Just Like Dylan in the Movies, and before that, Maximo Park with Going Missing. I like the biography, Maximo Park's that is, on their official website. We live in Newcastle upon Tyne, the place where we met and which birthed our songs. We write pop songs about real life. We have no desire to mythologize our existence. We take things with a pinch of salt from time to time. That's probably all you need to know, except perhaps to tell you that their album is called A Certain Trigger. And that's about it. I hope you've enjoyed the visit. It's the first in a very long time, and I hope you've enjoyed some of what you've heard, at least. My thanks to Scott McLean, the webmaster, for allowing these self-indulgent ramblings, and thanks most of all to you for listening. Again, if you'd like to drop me, Lee Carter, a line, it's leespiritofradio@hotmail.com. leespiritofradio, all one word, @hotmail.com. A shout out to Max, and I leave you and him with The Streets. Bye for now.
A new day, another morning after. Leaning back on my chair in a greasy spoon cafeteria. Last night was some beer lariness done our way. But again, we're back in the light of day. Chatting shit, sitting at the wall table. Telling jokes, playing with the salt, looking out the window. Girl brings two plates of full English over with plenty of scrambled eggs and plenty of fried tomato. Get my phone out, about to give this girl a shout. See if she had a nice time last night uptown. Ask if she fancies trying it again sometime. Then Cal grabs the phone like, oi, 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 oi.
Hold it down, boy, your hair's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl. But just don't just mug don't yourself. Yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself.
Seriously, Mick, you fucker.
No, no,
don't
no, cause I mean, I'm no way really, do you know what I mean? I can take it or leave it, believe. And then Calvin's like, oi, you need to hold it down, Jack. Put your phone back, quit staring into space and eat your snack, that's that. She'll want you much more for not hanging on. Stop me if I'm wrong, stop me if I'm wrong. Why should she be the one who decides whether it's off or on or on or off or on? Now the girl's rude, I know she's rude, but she's screwed right through you. You'll be on your knees soon.
Hold it down, boy, your hair's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself.
And I'm like, honestly, it's not like that. You're acting like I'm prancing like a sap, jumping when she claps and that. Oi, do you really think I act whack? Cause I'm telling you, I'm serving the aces and it's game, set and match. Perfectly in control of this goal. I've got the lead role, won't be folding, I'm older than you told. Girl sold, high speed's gold. Game over, too cold.
Hold it down, boy, your hair's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself. Hold it down, boy, your hair's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself.
Hold it down, boy, your hair's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. That girl, is she a smelly on her piece? She must have crab and fucking shrimp in her teeth.
No. Oh, no, that's it, that's it.
Hold on, let me go again. Let me go again. Are we still recording?
Here we go.
Well, yeah.